There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
He's coughing. Yeah. He's coughing.
I know since you've been gone, we got a new system.
Oh, no, I know. I've seen the system.
Yeah, you've seen the system.
It's a great system.
Yeah, it's great. It's fucking
so there's
great.
Not, there's not as much as there's not as much.
I love it. It's so
yeah, it's a great
system.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's
great.
Fucking,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Great.
Are we recording? Okay. Are we now?
Yes.
That is Marcus. I am Ben. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to you the Fat Phoenix rising from the ash. And he was ill, but now he is back officially in full form. Who is that guy to my left?
When I saw that they had nailed him to the cross.
Oh, my God.
And I watched the light pass from his eyes, and he died. A comet crossed the sky above him, and they pulled his dead body down. And they laid it in the grave and rolled the rock over the mouth of the grave.
What?
In the morning, 3 days later.
Uh-huh. What happened?
3 days of crying and weeping for the loss of our Savior. We return to the grave, and the rock has been rolled away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was alive! Henry Zebrowski!
Henry Zebrowski,
Jesus Christ himself.
Indeed you are. Hail Henry and hail Jesus
If that Australian
Christ.
Guy can just call himself Jesus Christ, and I can.
Absolutely.
I'm him.
Absolutely. Why not?
I was very sick.
I feel like you went down to hell during those 3 days of death, and you ate a whole bunch of different kind of buffet food.
No. I'm thinner coming out of it.
Oh, yeah, you feel thinner.
I am thinner.
Okay.
I'm at a solid 206.
Henry,
hey, not bad.
Thinner, and of course, thinner was a wonderful curse that occurred in a Stephen King film called Thinner. Which is, of course, my dream. I wish I could run into this witch and she could have me drop a couple of pounds.
Yeah, make it easy.
Of course, you die a skeleton, a sad Holocaust victim-looking man.
But, I mean,
as
that's how you're going to go anyway.
But you have a great 3 weeks in the middle where your abs are there.
Totally tight.
You're totally tight. You're just banging multiple
getting bush that everywhere.
Getting major bush. Or if you're actually mildly attractive, no bush, because I'll tell you, these current hot babies out there have no hair on that pussy.
You've been quite the Romeo recently.
I'm banging a lot of model types.
It is disgusting.
It's awful.
I cannot believe how many women choose you. Because every time you see
Ben, the first thing he says every single time, it's like, hey, Ben, how you doing? Getting some pussy.
Getting all the pussy. And guys, if you're out there, you're mildly attractive. Perhaps you're freakishly short or freakishly tall. You have a bad stomach. Maybe you have a penis like I do.
All of this is just him talking about himself.
This is right. But I'm telling you, get with a model. And but the model who has gained 5 pounds, so she's still thin, and she actually has larger bosoms than she did when she was a model. But I'll tell you, she fancies herself obese, which is perfect.
That is actually that's the best way to find someone. It's like right when they really think that they're shit,
right?
Then you can date them.
Super thin,
yeah. Because
she's still super thin, very attractive.
You got to get someone who's got really low self-esteem.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
A great dating. This is a last podcast dating tip.
Dating tip of the day.
Someone's talking about suicide.
That's right.
Date them
immediately.
Easy
and you know
to
what
get
you
them.
Did? You know what you did? Yeah, you fucked them. And sure, you made them do uncomfortable things they didn't want to do. But without you, they wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
So you are a hero.
You're a lifeline.
No matter, you're a lifeline. You're a hero. You can do whatever you want to a model who has gained 5 pounds or to a woman who is suicidal. And always remember that, guys, and just be mildly charming. They'll fucking do whatever you do to
them.
Don't
even be charming. Just be around.
Be there.
Another dating tip for last podcast.
Here we go.
Have cash.
Have money. Third dating tip. Be very attractive.
Be very, I mean, but that's just not for us.
And the fourth one, of course, be a movie
star. Speak for yourself, brother.
Marcus, you're more unattractive than people give you credit for.
This is the thing is that you're like sort of technically by the rules attractive.
But
like
he's insane.
If you look deep into your eyes, you know that for a fact. And your weirdly spaced apart teeth make you look like you have a sincere psychological problem.
They're very sharp.
Yeah, exactly. You're a vile man and you're disgusting. Nonetheless, get with a woman who would be very, very happy with a thinner curse because I'll tell you, they're nice when they're insecure. So anyway, today we're going to be discussing curses.
I don't know what
that
sounds like.
Curse sounds like?
Oh, it's a curse of the Irish.
Is that
another thing? What am I doing?
I don't know.
What am I saying? I'm rusty.
I love that you're here. I just miss this show so fucking much. And we apologize to our listeners for making you wait so bad, which is another thing to do with women. Whip out your cock, but don't let them touch it.
That's one I'm going to cross off the list. You can't just, don't. It's not letting them touch it. It's
don't let them touch
run
it.
Away.
Yeah, he will run away.
He will not touch
it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clarify. Chase him with it. Chase him with it.
But we came up with it. Well, you know, I don't know if you remember from our past life regression episode. When I did a soul cleanse through the use of a group psychic experience.
And what was the soul cleanse? What did that entail?
They, using a crystal pendulum, they asked several questions to my spirit sphere. I'm not really, I don't even remember what it was. It was like they generated a column of light between me and the land of colors where all souls are generated, right? And they discovered that I had three curses placed upon me. Now, curses go as far as just a casual, like, fuck you, bitch, on the street.
I hope you die.
No, yeah, like, which I've done several times. Sure. I curse people hard.
As a matter of fact, Henry Zebrowski was regaling me with a story recently. He yelled at an 80-year-old woman, please, tell that. What did you say to this 80-year-old woman as you were on the streets of New York? And this is one thing about New York City. You think you're a good person. You think you would never yell at an old broad.
Fuck being a good person. It's not about being a good person.
They're in your way.
It's about it's warfare on the streets out there every single day.
Did you tell this woman to die?
This woman got up in front of me where I was walking, and she boxed me out of the street like an 80-year-old woman acting like she fucking, you own the street because you somehow survived your cancer.
Right.
So as she got past me and I just turned around, I was like, I hope you die, you fat old bitch.
That's right. And this is technically a curse.
Boom. Got her. She died.
Nice.
Boom. Right. She got hit by a fucking hang glider.
Right. But
she got hit. Fell out of the sky, tore to pieces.
But very rare in New York City.
Yeah. Very New York City. The hang glider, totally fine.
I watched a homeless man fucking break an icicle off a piece of a street, right? Stab her in the pussy with it. Fucking killed her ass.
You know, that is, if you ever wondered what Henry is thinking when he's looking at you bizarrely on the subway, it's that.
It's mostly when I'm sweetly smiling at you.
Right, right.
I just wish someone would kill my grandmother, but no one will. No one will get her.
Your grandmother is surviving the same way that my grandmother is on pure hatred and overall lack of love of life.
We're
going to
die. We're going to die so much harder and earlier because we like to laugh.
That's right. So so you were doing this. You had a pendulum there. You were having.
And then I discovered that I had three curses placed upon me.
And what were some of these curses?
Well, one was a curse put on my career. Which must have shucked off.
Absolutely. Henry Zebrowski is absolutely killing it right now.
One put a curse on my love life.
Which that seems to be real.
You know,
we're not going to talk about it.
There is a curse was put upon my family, and I think that was already there because we are already
Polish.
All fat. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Polish
we're
and Irish.
We're all fat and dumb and stupid.
It's more of a genetic curse.
We're a bunch of fat fucks.
And most Zebrowskis of you are retarded.
Zebrowskis are, you know, we're not a strong genetic line.
Well, you should be a Kissel man, because I'll tell you, we are coming up strong. No suicidal tendencies in my family. Not everyone shot themselves in the head.
That really creeps me out.
It's creepy.
It'd just be fine if your grandfather wasn't a Nazi.
My grandfather was a very successful man. And we're not going to talk about it right now, because I met with my Oma, and it's great. He was a diplomat. He saved lives. My opa saved lives. Anyway, we're not talking about the Nazi curse.
It's a cover-up.
It's not a cover-up. He was a good man. He was a brilliant man. He was a politician. He met with Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah.
Well, not that many people.
Because MKUltra was formed under Lyndon Johnson.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Get into it.
Yeah, you know who else met
Lyndon? You
know who else met Lyndon Johnson? Bull Miller.
Oh, my God. All right, no Bull Miller talk. Let's get back to curses over here. This show's going off the tracks.
No, are we talking about curses like, fuck, shit? No, damn!
This is just
fuck.
You looking in the mirror after you shaved poorly. Marcus, let's throw some curses. Where did this whole tradition of cursing come from?
Well, a curse is any expressed wish that some sort of adversity or misfortune will befall or attach to some other entity.
Old bitch!
No, man! Don't do that!
That's kind of it.
I do think that's where curses all started from. Yeah. Old women walking too slow on the sidewalk while a banker is late to work.
Well, I did a little bit of research on curses, and I found that the people that have the best curses around, the Irish.
Okay. Oh, that's high. Oh, that sounds wonderful there.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, did you? I just broke something inside
the
microphone.
Broke the noise machine. You literally broke sound with that terrible accent.
I feel confused.
What happened? Where's the, where are the Irish curses coming from?
Well, the Irish curses, they're just generally bad things that you wish upon other people.
They're the lowest form of white people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm Scottish.
Yeah.
We're a step below Irish.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Scottish people are just gross and bad.
Yeah. I do like the way the
barbarians.
I do like the way the Irish completely embrace their bad teeth, their poor culture. Everything about their community is wrong.
They're a terrible group of people. Yeah. They're horrible. They're always on the verge of fighting.
That's right.
They're racist.
But you know, they are racist simply because they have nothing.
Short-dicked.
No,
short-tempered.
Short-tempered, that's for sure.
Fuck the ungodly Irish. Fuck them.
Fuck the Irish.
Fuck the Irish.
All right.
I want to go back to being racist against the Irish.
Well, you can't. You are
the
right
Greeks.
Now. We can take down the Greeks.
Yeah, that we could probably get some people on board
these
with.
These swarthy goat people.
That's the thing, though. The Irish, they fight all the time, but then the next day they're friends again. I mean, there's some good things about their culture.
They're being very unpredictable.
Oh, my God. If you start this unpredictable thing once again, you know, it's very predictable now. I mean, that's the sweet irony of doing it over and over again.
I know.
All right. Well, let's go through my top six Irish curses.
All right, let's do this.
May your obituary be written in weasel's piss.
Well, I mean, once again,
it's like a Roald Dahl poem.
Right.
Yes.
I am offended, Mr. Irishman, and then, but thank you.
Hey, thank you. Please, will you just stop drinking for a second and just be a father?
I mean, how talented would that weasel be if he? What if there's like a weasel scribe? Where he's like, God damn it, somebody cursed me to piss their goddamn obituary again.
Better get my fucking pencils out.
Better get my pencils and better get my liquids. I better have my liquids for my week because I have to piss an entire obituary again. I hate being the weasel curse guy.
May the Lamb of God stir his hoof through the roof of heaven and kick you in the arse down to hell.
Stupid one.
Well, I mean, they're Irish. They're wasted. I mean, these are things that are all said at 2 a.m. at bar call.
May the devil swallow you sideways.
What does that mean? That's bad for the devil.
It's tough to choke.
That's bad for the devil.
Well, it is bad for the devil. It's a curse on you and the devil.
Yeah, don't be cursing the devil because the devil will just curse you back. Worse.
Don't be a secular humanist right now.
These goddamn fucking Irish.
Yep, these Irish coming at me sideways.
They are just the European gooks.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's appropriate.
Stop it!
I mean, you get one Scorsese movie. Next thing you know.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're not getting anything else because you're just fucking being free with the racial slurs.
No, obviously, we love all Puerto Ricans on this show.
All types of Puerto Ricans.
May the seven terriers of hell sit on the spool of your breast and bark in at your soul case.
Seven terriers? There's terriers in hell?
Russell Terrier Chihuahuas.
Satan has terriers?
Yeah, he loves his dogs.
These people should just go back to just saying fuck you to each other.
Right, well, you know, it's slightly not
creative
enough.
I hope your baby's born Irish. How's that for a curse?
Well, it will be because I have I have red hair and I fucked an Irishman.
Why don't you go make love to a Greek?
Well, God knows I don't like those.
May the devil cut off your head and make a day's work of your neck.
See, this one I enjoy. Because is he cutting off your head and fucking your neck?
I think
is he choking your neck?
I just think that would be a good thing for Adam and Eve to make a new toy called the devil's neck. And then what it is,
right.
It's a flesh toy. It's a fleshlight
right.
That you fuck. And it's just like, make a work of your neck.
But you get
the devil's neck.
It's just a really nice fleece turtleneck when it comes in the mail.
Yeah, with a fake pussy inside of it.
AdamandEve.com. Input CCR at checkout for discounts.
That's right.
May the cat eat you, and may the devil eat the cat.
This is because Irish people are tiny.
That's right. I guess so. But they're fat, so I don't understand how a cat can
consume. They're
not
all fat. A lot of times they're scrawny and weird because all they eat is barley and suck on old bar rags.
How was your night? Oh, it was really great. I got to wrung out three bar rags in my mouth. I got trashed. And you know what the thing is? People were laughing at me. They were laughing at me, but it's like, I drank for free. I drank for free all night. I'm fucking wasted.
Dad?
I drank for free.
Well, yeah. One of the things that when people talk about curses, the thing that they inevitably come around to is the gypsy curse.
Of
absolutely.
Course.
You know, of course, like thinner, as we were talking about.
Gypsies, gypsy.
And of course, does that wrap up the Irish curses?
Yeah, that's it, as far as Irish curses
and
go.
Which one was your favorite, Marcus?
My favorite was probably, I don't know, probably may your obituary be written in weasel's piss.
Well,
weasel's.
That's just.
It just sounds like a line from Lincoln.
Right, it does. It does.
Lincoln was boring.
It was great. I loved it.
All right. We're not here to discuss terrible historical movies that are accurate, slightly inaccurate.
Yeah.
So now we're going to move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on to Gypsy Curses
now.
Which, you know, there's a movie that me and you love, Ben, but Henry doesn't love Drag Me to Hell. Which
wonderful
great gypsy curse movie.
And of course,
and
also
gypsies are great. They're great spit talkers.
They are great spit
talkers.
Like, they're great hucksters. They can sell you perfume made of weasel's piss, and you'll buy it because
they'll
convince
steal your
you.
Watch, but they're also steal your heart.
And that's the weird thing. They'll steal your watch, but they're never on time. Isn't that a thing about the gypsies? But we were also discussing, of course, Thinner.
Yeah,
up top,
yeah.
Stephen King's Thinner, which is a curse, and that was put on by gypsies as well.
I like gypsies.
I do, too.
That is a race I enjoy.
The gypsy race has never done anything wrong to anybody other than, like, this is a well, I guess it's an old wives' tale.
They did a lot of bad things.
Yeah, they're
where they
not,
paint the three.
They're not really an altruistic people.
No, they're not a good people.
They're not good. But,
but
you know
they
what they
wear
do?
A lot of bangles, which I like.
That's right.
And they got a lot of headscarves,
that's
which
right.
I'm into.
And fantastic music. I good love music. Gypsy
yeah,
music.
But isn't gypsy music all like?
Some of it is, but if you listen to bands like Gogo Bordello,
oh, I like Gogo Bordello.
I love Gogo Bordello so much, and you wouldn't have Gogo Bordello if you didn't have gypsies.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
The
Jim Hipster would have made up Gogo Bordello.
No, they wouldn't have.
I don't know. Well,
it doesn't matter. It's a great sound. Gypsies are like the storm of race. You know, they just come through your town. They ransack the village. They get wasted. They have a good time. But then they're gone. Yeah. Which is why I like the gypsies. They know that nobody wants them where they're at. So as soon as they're in a place, they're like, yeah, we're going to harass you for a week. We're going to get trashed, ruin everything, but we'll be out of your hair.
They're
very
like tumbleweeds if tumbleweeds were people.
That's right. They are. And that's why
and
I like the gypsies.
Tumbleweeds could drink lots and lots and lots of wine and
right.
shake their jangles at you.
Hey, you like? Hey, you want me? Hey, I paint your house.
I love looking at your face. I mean, that's the thing. People are listening and they're laughing, but then if you could actually see his face, you'd probably be pissing yourself.
I wish I could be a gypsy.
Well, why can't you be a gypsy?
Because I'm not like Ukrainian. I'm not gypsy. I'm not Roma. Roma is the
Romani.
Race.
And could you convert?
No.
What do you think the conversion to becoming a gypsy is? You have to steal
You've
like
You got to steal somebody's watch.
Okay.
And eat a bunch of old bread and suck on bad wine.
I think I would rather join the Crips and just get beat in. All right. So what are some gypsy curses?
So what I have, better than a gypsy curse, I have gone to my old friend Yahoo Answers.
Oh
my God.
Yahoo
are we
Answers.
Using Yahoo Answers now?
Yahoo Answers is the equivalent of asking all of the countries dumb questions on the street.
Yeah.
How do I break a gypsy curse? I accidentally ran over a gypsy's cat a week ago, and she cursed me. I didn't believe it at first. I'm a Christian, and I thought God would protect me,
but
she said my car would burn, and my engine did. Overheated completely and burned through some tubes or something.
I mean, he was also driving a 94 Saab.
Right. She just looked at your car, and he was like, your car is burning. He's like, my car will burn. No, it's on fire, because it hit a cat, and it couldn't deal with it.
I lost my job. My dog died. He got hit by a car. How he got over the fence, I don't know. And when my
gypsy wings.
Yes. I've heard about
and when
that.
My friend took me job hunting since my car wasn't working, we got hit by a car. My mother was in an accident yesterday. I'm sure the curse worked, but I want to know how I tried to break it. It's hurting me. I've already asked God to break it, and he hasn't. I don't know what to do.
Eat an entire box of Chewy Chips Ahoy cookies.
Well, the best answer, as chosen by voters, in the book Death and Destruction, there's a spell for protection you could use. You need to get some conjure formulas called Fiery Wall of Protection. You get the oil and either the powder or the bath salt. You draw a bath
LARPers.
And put some of the Fiery Wall powder or salt into it. And you also dress 4 small white candles with the oil and position them around the corners of the bathtub. You light them and you get into the tub and let them burn down.
You take the toaster with you into the tub.
This makes a, quote, wall of protection, and also it washes away any existing jinx you may have had. Some people also like to keep a picture of St. Michael on hand when they do this as well.
P.S. I haven't been laid in 17 years.
If you could do it at my house and I could take pictures of it, I would be most grateful.
That would be wonderful.
The answer that I think is the best is mention the person by describing them and then throw 3 spoons on the floor.
Which is what I do every single time I eat soup.
I do think, I mean,
and it says it's an old Greek trick.
Right.
Back to the Greeks.
I'm sure they figured it all out.
Yeah, because these goat fucking dumb old like yogurt-eating Greeks.
Those old yogurt-eating Greeks. I'll tell you, it's always nice to slur somebody with eating the same food Jamie Lee Curtis eats, which I think is good. She loves her yogurt. She has a penis as well. So, Marcus, I feel like this guy had a lot of great ideas. Do you think that that Yahoo answer, do you think there's any bearing there? Do you think there's any truth in what this man said?
Well, one person voted for 100% that was the best answer. But no, I don't think gypsy curses are a real thing. I think I think he just ran over a cat, and then an old woman said, "Fuck you!"
Right.
And
then he's a gypsy curse.
I curse you, man! Fuck you!
But you know what would be kind of cool? on another level here, it's like, sure, you have the gypsy person there cursing this guy, but what if the cat came back? What if the cat's doing this? You know, that's the creature that's been killed. A cat just, like, fucked with his mother while she was driving. Nobody else saw it. She careened into a tree.
I think it's very similar to how it works in voodoo. Again, it's any single thing that you're going to give mental validity to,
it becomes real.
It's
like Freddy Krueger, if
yeah.
I can always mention him on every show.
Self-fulfilling prophecy, as they say.
Yes. Right. That's exactly what you do. That's why the curse structure works, because essentially you do it to yourself.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Marcus, any other curses here from from these Greeks? Gypsies, I'm sorry.
No more gypsy curses, but we can move on to some hippie curses.
Ooh, yeah. Hippie curses.
I also love the fact that I do love some of the movie curses we looked up. I mean, most of them are pretty well known.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let's go to movie curses and then we'll go back to real life curses.
Yeah, I've got some weird ass movie curses.
You have the more esoteric. I'm just going to say my favorite one was when The Exorcist was opening, and because The Exorcist was plagued with problems, but mostly because William Friedkin, who directed it, is just a fucking asshole.
Right.
And so it's like, he was like,
what were some of the problems on The Exorcist?
Many people died in the making of it.
How many
like
folks do you think died?
Nine people died during the making of The Exorcist, right? Okay. Of various outside causes.
Falling Alan off Burstyn, ladders, heading.
Yes. And then Alan Burstyn permanently injured her back during a stunt.
And who was she in the movie?
She was the
mother. The mother, okay.
Great performance, great movie. And again, you know, the Catholic Church said they didn't want the movie to be made.
Of course.
And when the movie was opening, they opened in Rome. This place near St. Peter's Basilica, and when the movie started, lightning crashed across the street and knocked down a 600-foot crucifix that fell down in the middle of the square.
Then, of course, the lead singer of the band Live was born.
Yeah. And over you, and over me,
and over Dad.
So a crucifix falls off of a building.
Yeah, I was just, you know. Just
that's amazing.
Okay. I mean, none of these movie curses are real. Yeah.
No, and there was also the woman who claimed that the movie The Exorcist gave her a miscarriage.
Yeah, but that's
awesome.
Yeah.
What was her story? She was just watching the movie and she had a miscarriage?
She was watching the movie in the theater and, yeah, had a...
Oh, a boogie boo! Ooh, I just made a baby jam.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, if you are a director of a film, I mean, this movie may cause abortion. It's like pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like any movie that like it's like warning, violence, titties, nudity may cause abortions, and they're swearing. I'd be like, what about may cause abortions?
Fuck yeah,
let's go, honey, because we've had a mistake.
I've got some esoteric ones. We'll start with Juno.
Yes. Okay.
An odd one.
I fucking hate this movie.
Well, you'll be happy to hear that over the course of Juno's 30-day shoot, Ellen Page supposedly regurgitated over 75 pounds of human hair.
How is that possible?
She's disgusting.
Well, I mean, it's not...
At least
she didn't keep it inside.
Is she eating hair? All they do is sit around all day and eat hair. I'm on a movie set every day. I'm watching these chicks eat hair.
I never heard that stereotype.
That's all they do. They sit and eat hair. They say that it's good luck.
Oh,
they
my
say
God.
It makes you look good on camera.
You know, there was this kid named...
Sucking on hairbrushes.
Right, well, I mean, it definitely
licking
helps you not eat.
Dogs everywhere you go.
Don't lick dogs. They're not popsicles. Come on.
Here's what...
My friend...
It's another one of these Greek tricks.
It's a Greek... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of them have to do with hair.
I think Henry's out there in the front lawn licking the dog. He's an actor.
He's an actor.
That's what they do. That's my friend, this dude Lee I knew in third grade. He would come every single day to school with a Ziploc bag full of his mother's hair, and he would rub it all over his body when he got nervous, and they literally built a fake, brick wall around his desk.
They
so people love this human
him
hair.
In a special school.
Well, he was retarded, but these are Christians, evangelical Christian schools. So
you got to teach these kids different.
See, this
can't
is a
be doing this in real life.
So Ellen Page has survived, though. She's doing okay.
Yeah, yeah, she's fine.
And of course,
this one,
Diablo Cody, very attractive.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see her.
She has no business being a famous fucking. She's
why
horrible.
Not? Diablo is good.
What? No, she's not. When has she been good?
She's not good.
Juno sucks.
She's very attractive. No, it's not for us.
No, it's not for anybody. It should be. I watch lots of movies. I don't just watch the movies that are for us. I watch ones that are not for us, too, and I like the other ones, too.
Henry
and
just shed one tear, like when you litter in a Native American season.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt that movie, like, Juno just blows.
It's dumb.
All right, well, this one is a very strange one, and this was seems like it might be like a gypsy kind of curse.
I love that critique.
On Rocky III.
Oh, okay, Rocky III. Now, who did Rocky fight in Rocky III?
Didn't he fight Clubber Lang?
Clubber Lang.
He fought Mr. T, yeah. Right. During one of the street scenes, director Sylvester Stallone repeatedly asked a mysterious old woman to move out of a shot. Though the woman left without protest, she blew a palm full of strange yellow powder at one of the cameras. When that day's reels were developed, the dusted camera's film contained frame after frame of two-headed animals, leprous genitals, and baby amputees.
Oh, nice.
Stallone quietly ordered that the camera be blessed, encased in cement, and buried beneath St. Peter's Church in Philadelphia.
I do believe
Since
that.
Since then, a wary Stallone has allowed myriad old women to loiter undisturbed throughout his movie.
I mean, how many women are like, I need to see Expendables 2. I need to be on the set when they blow up all those people. Oh, that's amazing. I can definitely
just blow garlic powder all over my goddamn film.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Keep burying them in concrete.
She's just the chef, you know, she's just the cook of the place doing craft services. I do believe that he definitely took a camera and put it in concrete and buried it, though.
Absolutely, but then she thought how that's how you thought he developed
it. It's just the most Italian way to do it.
This is how you make a movie. This is how you do it in Greece.
Then you fucking bury it, and then you bring it up like 6 months later, and then you got a movie. That's like the land edits it.
Hey, Sly, how about we just get you in front of the camera a little bit?
Huh? Okay, whatever.
And the final one, the movie Swim Fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, rumor has it.
Beat it to this movie.
Oh, man, I love watching ladies swim.
Well, rumor, you might have been beaten off to a dead girl, because rumor has it that actress Erica, which, by the way, is not the first time, we've all watched enough porn where we've beaten off to a lot of dead women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think I've actually beaten off to women who are being physically assaulted.
Rumor has it that actress Erica Christensen actually drowned while shooting Swim Fan's thrilling climax, which was shot early on in the film's production.
It was a thrilling climax.
It was. I tell you, I loved
it. The incident was kept secret for insurance reasons, and a lookalike was brought in to film the rest of her scenes. When the lookalike died in a tragic car accident just 2 days after production wrapped, the studio was forced to scout out a second lookalike, who, to this day, is still posing as Erica Christensen.
Interesting.
Totally real.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, because that's how it works all the time.
Yeah.
That's how Hollywood is.
Yeah.
They just do a little reconstructive surgery and make them look
that
just
is how
like
my
the
mom would
actor.
React to that story. She'd be like, of course, that's what they do with these actresses. It's very
that's
hard.
Right.
Yeah, little
they just change in and out.
Little known fact, Marilyn Monroe actually died at 14 years old.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And she is Betty
Page. It was
Betty
a lookalike Page. The whole time.
Marilyn is Betty Page. Betty Page is Marilyn.
Well,
think
same thing
that.
With, that Elvis's twin brother never died, and his twin brother took over his lifestyle for a long time. So the
is
real
that
Elvis,
what happened with so yeah. His twin brother was just in a trailer in Memphis, eating Cheetos, just getting wasted,
his
and they're like, Elvis died.
Was the one
and they're
that
like,
died. His twin brother was the one that died on the toilet, and the real Elvis is still around out there. Riding the rails, fucking granting wishes.
You know, because
to
that's
young mothers.
Like the ego of somebody who would want to be famous would exactly play into perfectly to a person who just wants to be a renegade, being left alone, drinking whiskey.
Kurt Cobain said that. That's what Kurt Cobain was doing.
Kurt Cobain? Are you 90?
When Kurt Cobain was all like, I'm so sad because I'm successful. Bam! Bam! Bam!
Do we have any curses as far as the age 27? Of course, we have.
That's
we
they
have
call
Janis
it the,
20,
I read that, yeah, yeah, the 27 yeah. Club. And that's been going on. I read about that. That's been going around since the 1800s. There was a famous jazz guy, like a ragtime pioneer, mm-hmm. that started that died at 27 of syphilis.
Yeah.
And then you also have Robert Johnson died at 27.
Now, who was Robert Johnson?
He was a man who sold his soul in order to the devil in order to invent blues.
Yeah, yeah, okay. The Mississippi Delta blues.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. He sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads, it was said,
yeah.
In order to play guitar. And then he was poisoned by the husband of the woman he was fucking.
Yeah.
And yeah, died at 27.
Yeah, I guess the husband didn't Crossroads like it. Was made into 97 bullshit songs mm-hmm. by
well,
light jazz singers.
Bone Thugs and Harmony is a song called Crossroads. Records. Is it based on that?
Different song.
Different song.
Okay.
That's a different
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was
about
Easy E. I love that song.
See, the one that Robert Johnson did, it was the one that Clapton did it a ton. Like, went down to the crossroads where God found on Pentecost.
They were pretty good, Marcus. Yeah. You're pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. That's my Clapton.
That was nice.
And then you got all the people that, you know, of course, you got your Janis Joplin, your Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison,
Keith Moon.
Keith.
I'm not sure if he does. No,
no, no. There was, there's other strange ones like the basis.
You got Rugby Fenton.
That's right.
You've got Domino Shilliman.
That's right. Blubber Chubbs.
Blubber Chubbs was a big one when he was 27.
Yeah, that's right.
His eyes fell out. They turned into ice cream.
He played the bass piano. He only had the black keys on his piano.
Boom, 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 boom.
He was good though. A lot of people loved what he was doing.
Yeah, he was torn apart by hawks.
Of course, yeah, because they all came and swooped down when he had tuna on his face.
That was a rough one. 27, too early.
And the latest one, the most recent one, Amy Winehouse.
Of course.
Yeah. Man, she had some great boobs.
Yeah, she did.
Great boobs.
I'm sick of that eye makeup, though. That Russian look.
That gypsy Greek look.
It's a gypsy look.
I don't like it. No need for so much eye makeup, ladies.
Oh. You're giving fashion tips?
Hey, more cardigans.
So let's maybe talk about some of the real curses that we can invoke.
All right.
Unless we've covered, we got the gypsies, we did the old, whatever, the Irish.
Are you talking about the ones from mojomoon.net?
Yes.
Yeah, because when you said real curses, I was looking at the Satan ones and like, there's not, Mojo Moon, the hippie curses.
Yeah.
Let's do the hippie curses.
Yeah, this is a payback spell.
Now, these just have let's time these out so people can write these down if they want to use these in the future.
Yeah.
All right, get your pens out, folks. It's time to get out your last podcast decoder rings. We're going to tell you how to curse that fucking sweet neighbor you hate.
All right, while concentrating on the person or thing that you are casting this on, repeat
I'm
over.
I'm Diablo Cody.
Okay, we have Diablo Cody.
And you feel that it is complete. Henry, repeat after me. Before the night is over.
Before the night is over.
Before the day is through.
Before the day is through.
Whatever you have done to others.
Whatever you have done to others.
Will come right back at it you.
Will come right back at it you.
Why are all these girls masturbating around me? That's good. So you got Diablo.
I got her.
Good, good.
That's on lockdown.
What's another curse, Marcus?
This one is to make sick or punish an enemy. Take a soiled undergarment of theirs, hang it on a bare rafter.
You know how hippies piss themselves.
And get some blackberry switches. Whip the garment with them. They will be so sore they can't get out of bed.
Ooh. That's not a curse. That's a physical punishment. I mean, what are you? That's
no. You're beating the panties with blackberry switches.
Oh, why do you hit the panties?
You take some panties. You beat them with a stick.
I just feel like it's sort of a primitive
way of
laundry.
I'm
going to
beat my panties with a stick when I get home tonight.
Oh, of course.
Here's a black art spell to stop an enemy from bringing harm. Procure or make an oil of dragon's blood and rue. Add to it a pinch of poppy, nightshade, and some thyme, as well as 3 tiny drops of some bitter wine.
I got to get down to the Fresh Market this weekend in Union Square.
Anoint
He's
a black
buying the most Satanistic things.
Anoint a black candle with your victim's name and seal it with an X, then chant these words most carefully. Henry, repeat after me.
Yep.
Darks and powers of the night.
Darks and powers of the night.
Gather round my candle's flame.
Gather round my candle's flame.
Send my enemy in shaded flight.
Send my enemy in shaded flight.
Send my enemy away in shame.
Send my enemy away in shame.
Now do that 13 times.
Ugh. Yeah, I was like, do I have to leave?
No, I got a DVR fucking Sherlock.
Throw the remains over your shoulder into running water and do not look back.
Henry Zebrowski, number one enemy. Who are you putting that curse on?
I'm
make it personal. Make it real. That's the only way it's gonna work.
I don't even know.
Holden McNeely.
Holden McNeely. I want to fucking stick him so bad. Let's get him. Let's curse him hard.
All right. Well, let's get into satanic curses then.
Yeah.
All right. On a person's door, step, break a bottle, and say, "May the spirits enter here and destroy this home. Arastre, Saldareyador, Malagastro."
I think that's fun. Are these the satanic curses now? Are these Aleister Crowley approved? Or where? Why
no,
are
no,
they?
No. These are mojodreams.net approved. This is,
oh, okay.
Mojo Moon. I'm sorry.
So this is not official satanic curse biblical.
Yes, it is.
Things.
Well, what it says from whoever wrote, whoever does mojomoon.net.
Satan himself.
It says,
the whole website's written in weasel piss? It's very bizarre.
It says, "No, I am not a Satanist. I merely found these online and thought it was interesting, so I am sharing it." Lol.
Lol.
He's divorced.
The thing is that whenever someone just puts lol at the end of a sentence like that, it's just like, I know I'm not a Satanist, but I just thought these were interesting and I thought I would share it. Wow.
I mean, that's the thing. If you actually think about like laughing out loud, the man is definitely alone. So he's just sitting at his computer.
Everyone out there, if you write lol on shit, that's what you sound like in our heads. It's like, no, I'm just kidding. Wow.
And I mean, how psychotic is it? You're just laughing alone, staring at a computer screen at something that you just wrote. I mean, I'm not even a Satanist, but I thought this was interesting. Isn't that interesting? Whoa. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right. The curse of bad luck. Spirits of the night and bats that fly by the light of the moon. Come forth from the astral realm and jinx this person for all time. You know, Darmastro, aspecti Martain.
Bats are a very helpful animal.
Bats are very nice. And you know what? The thing about I love bats. Bats are a lot like gypsies.
Bats are a huge part of the reason why our rainforests work.
Absolutely.
And they keep bug populations down.
Their poo-poo is amazing.
Is an incredible fuel and is very valuable throughout many of the more unsophisticated countries in the world.
That's correct. And I'll tell you, their poo-poo, like bears love their poo-poo. Other animals lick it up off the floor. They're the Hitlers of the animal community.
What?
Bears and deer eat bat poo-poo.
What?
They just lick it right off the floor. I'm telling you the truth.
What are you fucking even talking about?
Dude, I am telling you that the bat is a supplier of food for a lot of wildlife.
Guano. Bat guano.
Guano.
Guano is guano.
Guano.
Guano. Guano. Yeah.
It's very valuable.
Bears love guano.
What are you talking about? Bears love guano.
They eat it like ice cream. It's animal ice cream.
What are you talking about?
Marcus, what's another curse?
Look up. Can you also type into Google search guano equals animal ice cream?
Yeah, because it does. I'm telling you. They love bears and deer can't get enough of bat poo.
Now that we have internet available, will you please fact check that eating bat guano?
This is really hurting me, this internet access.
I have poll, ice cream or bat guano. Best answer, bat guano.
That's what it was written by a bear. That is what I'm saying,
bears,
dude.
Bears don't type on the internet.
No, they do. They do,
though. They have voice recognition technology.
That's right. Siri. Bears use Siri. Where is the honey?
Before we move to biblical curses,
we'll
go full on. We're going to do the curse of Lucifer's touch.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Which is what you do to every woman that you meet.
Stop it.
And Henry, I want you to... to do this with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Repeat after me. First, you must light 3 black candles at midnight and repeat the following 3 times. We will not do that. If you have a bell, you should ring it 3 times at the beginning of this ritual. So,
cling, cling, cling.
I call to the mighty bringer of light, Lucifer.
I call to the mighty bringer of light, Lucifer.
Spirits of the abyss, hear my call.
Spirits of the abyss, hear my call.
All most powerful, one and all.
Oh, most powerful one and all.
Lucifer, my thoughts do sing.
Lucifer, my thoughts do sing.
Though the universe they now ring.
Through the universe they now ring.
Take that enemy and take him smart.
Take that enemy and take them smart.
No. Oh, man.
Break him, scorn him in the night.
Break him, scorn him in the night.
From the mighty depths of hell.
From the mighty depths of hell.
It's
cast old darkness on a shell.
Cast old darkness on a shell.
Don't wait, urbanize.
Touch him, burn him from afar. Revenge thou will have its day. For the enemy starts to sweat. So moan
Hail Satan, Hail Satan, Hail Satan.
This is what ruined the music industry for 18 fucking years. From 85 to 90, whatever.
It really does have like kind of a rap cadence to it.
It
does. That's great.
It does. Yeah, somewhere like MC Hammer just started to dance. And he doesn't know why. And they're like, somebody's speaking my language.
Finally, somebody's bringing rap back to life. That was my MC Hammer.
That was very controversial.
Somebody out there is just too legit to quit.
What happened? MC, what happened to you, man?
I know that when I quit rap music, there's so many people out there that are discouraged from finding their beats, finding their hippity hop rhymes.
MC, what was your favorite thing about being a famous rapper?
I love dancing sideways.
I miss my big old pants.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. What was your favorite thing about wearing those big pants?
Oh, the room for my bigoted balls.
All right, Marcus. What is the, what's
so now name? We got biblical curses. And all of this information that I got from a site called demonbuster.com.
Good, yes.
And all
I
of
still
the
think that what biblical was curses are less valid than the mojomoon.net.
Absolutely.
Curses.
Can we imagine, though, in a world, demonbuster.gov, if our government was just, like, so on top of this shit, if this was all real, I would love my life.
Well, buzzard's guts, man. I'm Abraham Lincoln.
well, for
it's a weird Abraham.
For, like, well, for example, in the Bible, it is said that the curse of woman is menstruation.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
which
yeah
is that, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, the curse and childbirth and all that sort of
everything
thing.
Everything that goes about being a woman.
Yeah, yeah, all the bad shit about being
having
a woman.
Having a pussy hole.
Female circumcision.
And so the person
being
the,
in the Middle East.
The people who
do you
wrote,
think people use a zester on the clitoris?
A zester?
Woo!
What's a zester? I don't know what a zester is.
It's like a really fine cheese grater.
Oh, yeah, that's what you use.
Yeah. Well, all of this information was gathered by
put
a couple
over,
named...
Put it over your salad.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple named Gene and Earline Moody. And Earline is spelled E-A-R-L-I-N-E.
That is a horrible name.
Earline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And here's Earline's testimony about her ancestral background, just so we know who we're
you
dealing
with. You did say testimony.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear this sweet testimony.
She says, I have an Indian, English, German, French background. There are curses on each of these people. Indians have worshipped demons. Some English and Europeans were druids. They worship Satan. In innocence or ignorance, my father participated in some occult practices, wart removal and water witching.
Wart removal? He was a doctor?
Yeah. He just thought that these were mountain medicine and practices from Tennessee. From my father came curses of Masons and Indians. Physical problems came as a result of curses on Indian worship. Inactive thyroid, female disorders, and heart disease. My father removed the warts from my brother by witchcraft. Satan swapped the demon of warts for a demon of spinal meningitis, which almost killed him.
I feel like they were just going to the wrong doctor.
These people just need cable.
Right.
They just need something to distract them.
The demon of spinal meningitis doesn't exist.
Satan doesn't give anything away for free. There is a price to pay. He actually went to heaven and saw two siblings which had died early in life, and then God sent him back to earth. My mother was a paranoid schizophrenic with an Indian-English background. Her emotional illness caused me to need a lot of deliverance from emotional problems. So,
therapy.
What this woman, I mean, it's a huge website. It's gigantic. And essentially what she's saying is that every person has a curse placed upon them from,
because of their lineage.
Because of their lineage. Every single person.
Oh, yeah,
Earth,
I bet.
Except for maybe Israelis. Like,
because
they're the pure people. Yeah, the pure people, the chosen people. I think those are the only ones that are, because they're God's chosen people.
There's no curse. Are there any Israeli curses?
I mean, besides, like, the Holocaust or, like, every single
but that's
time
a German.
Jew
that's really
murdered.
A German
it's more
condition.
Of a German curse. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so here are some of the demons sent by biblical curses.
Yeah.
For the sin of idol worship and graven images, you get pestilence.
Not sure. Bad.
And what's pestilence?
You get sick.
Disease.
Oh, okay.
For incest and voodoo curses, you get the curse of mildew.
Now, is this the... So
the curse of mildew.
Your place has got major mildew problems.
And I'm getting a little bit sick.
Are you fucking your brother? Your younger...
They are both gay, so... I don't think they would have sex with me.
Yeah, that's true. They like a daintier man.
They like attractive people.
Mm-hmm. I'll get them.
I'm puffy. You could get them.
I'll saunter back and forth.
If you went and you had sex with both of my older brothers, I would say, look at you there, just being one of me.
Well, lesbians and occult curses get you the botch of Egypt.
Ooh, what's that?
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Eddie has fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed.
If you're not aware, I said Eddie has got that. Ed Larson from the Round Table.
Oh, yeah, he's got that butt free.
He's currently on The Burn with Jeff Ross, which is there in Comedy Central. Every time you look at Ed Larson, just remind yourself.
He's got two little pomegranates. Hanging out of his fucking butthole.
Pretty big.
I mean, he is full of hemorrhoids.
He's one big hemorrhoid.
He is a large hemorrhoid with a brain.
Well, yeah,
he
with a Yankees hat on, a fucking Dolphins jersey.
You know who else gets hemorrhoids? Necromancers.
Interesting. Interesting.
So in the Bible's eyes, lesbians and necromancers are about on the same level. Yeah.
I think that's a good nickname for lesbians.
Necromancers?
That's how you should start introducing yourself if you're a lesbian. Just call it, be like, well, this is me and Sheila, my necromancer.
We are necromancers together.
From sodomy, you get the curse of itchiness.
Well, I think it's more violent pain and mild vomit, but, you know, whatever.
And also from oral and anal sex, also sodomy, you get madness.
Yeah, okay. You don't get crazy drama.
No, it's just like the man who made, well, you do get that too. The man who made this, like, butt fucked a chicken and she got very angry and you're like, well, that's the curse of anal sex.
That's gotta be the curse of anal sex.
Yeah, it can't be the fact that it just ripped your anus open because it's not meant for something to be inside of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are also plenty of curses that are associated with certain occult symbols. For example, I have an ankh tattooed on my arm.
A what?
So an ankh.
Ankh.
What
it's,
is an ankh?
It's an Egyptian
half
symbol.
Half an uncle.
Yeah. Henry Zabrowski, ladies and gentlemen.
And so there are definite, like, the horseshoe is cursed, the ankh is cursed, and of course, plagues, the curse of plagues is brought on by the Irish shamrock.
And we're all
absolute something. The Irish are the basis of all that is evil in the
I'm
world.
I'm saying they need to be systematically wiped out. I say what comes down to it is a final solution. There's only one solution.
Kill the
left.
Irish?
Kill the Irish.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and log in to our
killtheirish.net
numbers right,
right
now.
Right, right, right.
Because I want to see how many listeners we lost out of Ireland.
That's good.
All right. Just give me a quick set. Wrap it up.
That's good, Marcus.
I just want these fucking Irish to keep their shillelaghs in their pants for a second and keep listening to the podcast, because next week we won't be as focused on you and your dirty, weird, dirt-eating ways.
That's right. Next week, of course, he'll be back to the Zimbabweans, which is always nice when Henry attacks them.
Eating hair just like a Greek.
All right, everybody. All right, that's Marcus, and I am Ben. How's our numbers in Ireland?
All right. Just give me 1 second.
Quick second here before we close this sweet little show out. Henry, it's been so nice to have you back.
I'm so glad to be back. I've been alone in the house.
Can we do some secret talk? Can we mention that you're working on a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
I'm doing a film called Wolf of Wall Street.
And that's directed by a fellow named Martin Scorsese?
It is.
And how is the shoot been going?
It has been very interesting. I cannot tell what was on the screen.
About what happened, but you've been having fun.
Very naughty.
Very naughty stuff.
That's right. We lost 24,000 listeners.
Oh!
24,000! I can't believe we had that money. This is good. That's a good sign.
That's fine. I think no publicity is, but I mean, bad publicity is good publicity.
That's right.
It's going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
That's Marcus.
We're going to bump up. They're going to be listening next week to see what other thing they can get all irate about.
Fucking asshole. I disagree with Henry Zabrowski's last statements. All right, Henry, anything you want to close this out with?
Heil me!
Heil me. Heil you.
Heil Geen.
Heil Geen.
Magustalations. Yeah.
Don't kill yourselves until we do, and we will talk to you guys later on.
Don't kill yourselves.
I mean, or do. I've seen these Facebook posts.
No,
I mean, half
never,
these people.
Never commit suicide. No. Suicide's for pussies.
It is for pussies. Don't
That's
do
for
it.
Pussies. It's why we hate the woman who killed herself after the Australian DJs pranked her.
Man, that was great. That's a great.
I read the
reason.
Transcript. I actually thought it was kind of funny after reading it.
It was all right.
It was pretty good.
They were doing a regular Jerky Boys routine. She got wrapped up in it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you soon.
See you, Jerky.